Students, families, and many school staff in Holyoke are still desperate for news from relatives on the island, with so many homes destroyed and a long-term power outage ahead. Holyoke School Superintendent Stevens Reich says they're getting ready for new arrivals.
We're in constant contact with the relief efforts and that the city has set up and the region has set up so that as they start interfacing with families, they're providing us with information about families that may be coming with children.
Zreich says for now, most new families will be classified as homeless. And under federal guidelines, that means schools must also provide them things like food for the weekends, money for school uniforms. Many students, he says, will come without any records.
Whether it's their IEP records, whether it's their immunizations, that's one thing we're in active discussion about, is how do we get them enrolled as quickly as possible.
Iriana Cintron is coordinating much of this. She's the district's chief of family and community engagement. She says the schools need to be ready to support a variety of scenarios.
You know, is this, you know, a more permanent move? Is it, you know, really temporary?
Puerto Ricans don't necessarily want to leave the island.
People want to rebuild and people want to, you know, make sure they're able to rebuild and to, you know, get the aid that they need in the island.
So while they wait for emergency money and materials, Cintron says adults may stay put and send their kids to Holyoke.
That may mean that some of the kids, you know, may come to live with grandma or with an aunt or with a cousin, you know, for a little while.
Way before the weather disaster hit, Cintron says Puerto Rico's decade-long economic crisis has been causing families to leave. Increasingly, Holyoke has become home to many of them. 75 students from the island just started here in the new school year, and there's room for more in some schools. The district is already in state receivership. Without knowing how many students are coming from Puerto Rico, Superintendent Zreich says he doesn't know what extra money they'll need or end up receiving. The best they can do this week is get ready. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jill Kaufman.